the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. A little bit of Hollywood will make its way to London soon as London-raised screen and stage star Victor Garber comes home. Garber will be honored with the inaugural Lifetime Achievement Award at the Forest City Film Festival. So today I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Norman DeBono about what Londoners can expect to see when he's in town. Hey, Norm, how are you?
Very well, Rachel. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. This is pretty exciting for us when we get a pretty major star coming back home. We always love to reference that he's from here, but he's going to be recognized. Just kind of talk about some of his major credits. I mean, if you don't know the name, you certainly know the face.
He's a major film star, both in television and in film. He cuts across a lot of genres, has been for years, many decades. He's much loved in the industry. He's well liked as a good guy, as a good person to work with. And I remember it was only a few years ago that the Grand Theatre honored Victor Garber with a celebration at the Grand, and he appeared for that, and he was there. So his brother lives and works in London, and has been a volunteer at the festival as well. He's a lovely man, and they stay in touch regularly. He's a guy who's very connected to this community. He's from here. He grew up here. He credits the Grand Theatre with a lot of with giving him the foundation to work in the industry, and gives a lot of credit and support to his hometown. So when the Forest City Film Festival wanted to create, which is in its ninth year this year, this is its ninth season, when they wanted to create a Lifetime Achievement Award event, because the festival is now at the point in its history where it wants to start achieving people who have built the film industry that are from the city and region. Mm-hmm. Victor Garber was the natural choice, a guy who still has a connection here, still visits here, still is in contact with people, credits London and the theater infrastructure here with giving him his start. And again, there are very few in the industry who cut across as many sort of genres as he has with such success.
So absolutely.
The festival reached out to him last year because of the writer's strike. He couldn't really participate fully. So they delayed it until this year, and it's a full go. So it's been in the works for the festival for a year and a half.
Okay.
To get his schedule sold out, because he's also very busy. He's working on a TV series now in British Columbia. He always gets spots in other series and in movies. So his schedule had to open up literally for a week to allow this, because last week he was in Toronto doing press for the festival appearance. He was on the Tom Power Show on CBC. He was on some television morning talk shows, touting the Forest City Film Festival here in London, as well as talking about his achievements and his history in film and TV. So,
he's a busy guy. I wondered, how did we even get him to be able to come here? But it's been over a year in the making. Why didn't he come last year? Why didn't that happen?
Of the writer's strike, he couldn't participate in all the events. So in solidarity with the writers who are on strike, he didn't want to participate in events during the strike. So we put it off until the festival put it off until this year. Mm. And there you go. Now, in interest of full disclosure, I should reveal that I am no longer on the board of the Forest City Film Festival, but I was a board member and the board chair of the film festival for many years. I've stepped off that now for a year, so I can report on it now with some objectivity.
Yes, absolutely. So Garber has a list of credits to his name, of course, on stage and screen. Things like Titanic, of course, he was in. He was in the show with Jennifer Garner for years. Alias, that's right. He's been in so many, and they're actually going to screen some of his works for the festival. Is that right?
So there are 3 days at the festival with his work. On Friday, October 25th, he kicks off with Legally Blonde. So that's a Friday night performance. He will be there, and there will be you'll be able to sort of hang out with him afterwards and rub elbows with him. And he'll give a talk afterwards about Legally Blonde. Legally Blonde was a choice of the festivals because it's fun, it's light. He has a major profile in it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a film that he really enjoys too. So we want to show that. Of course, Saturday night is Titanic. Played the designer of the ship itself. Mm-hmm. Good key role, and he was great in it.
Yeah.
But that is a celebration night. That's a big party night. They're selling tickets. There's a big party afterwards, and he'll be there, of course. So there's a
Okay.
has a gala feel to it that night on the Saturday night, and then on Sunday it all wraps up with a brunch on Sunday around noon at I think it's the Delta London Armouries, and there's a brunch there. I think there's still tickets available for that, and he is going to be at that brunch. It's going to be hosted by Michael Rubinoff, who's a major film producer and theater producer. He produced Come From Away, the very successful musical film or play. So, and again, it was no problem getting Michael Rubinoff here because, again, of how much Victor Garber is loved. But at that brunch, and we've written a story about this, there's going to be a bit of a live video tribute. We're going to have people dialing in from LA to say hello and to wish Victor well. And we know that there's going to be Martin Short coming in on a live Zoom chat. There's going to be Eugene Levy. There's going to be Paul Schaefer. Paul Schaefer was in now those now all three of those were involved in the 1972 production of Godspell. Paul Schaefer was the music director, and of course Martin Short and Eugene Levy acted with Victor Garber in the 72 Canadian stage production of Godspell, which launched so many brilliant careers in the industry. So, and they're going to screen. So the brunch is at noon, and then at 2 o'clock, back at the Performance Hall, the festival is going to screen Godspell, which I haven't seen. So that's a real treat. It's hard to find. So if you want to see this historic production, get out there. The reason why this is so important is because that 72 stage production featured Victor Garber, Eugene Levy, Martin Short, Gilda Radner, Paul Schaefer as music director, and there's a guy named Howard Shore who played the trumpet in the band. And Howard Shore has since gone on to a multiple Oscar, Grammy, and Emmy award-winning career as a music producer, music composer in Hollywood. But the film that's being shown, this is a little confusing, was done in 73, and that Victor Garber is the only one in the Canadian cast that's going to be in that film.
Okay,
It's still
so they
so.
all of those people were in the stage production. Victor Garber was in the stage and this video, the
And the
film.
movie, the film, yeah.
And he played Jesus, right?
But Jesus.
Yeah, amazing. I hear about, I mean, that 1972 production of Godspell was before my time. I've not seen the film of it, but I hear about it all the time, only because of all the amazing people that were in it and who have all gone on to have like unbelievable careers, with like exceptional careers if you're an actor. So, I mean, who casted that? I mean, that per whoever
I don't
casted that
know.
production needs to win an
But
award just for that, I think. So.
I will say that that was the staging of that production was such a landmark event that Judd Apatow is now making a documentary about it, just
Amazing.
about that Canadian stage production in 72. So there's a documentary now being made, and a film crew, Judd Apatow, major Hollywood film producer,
Yes.
film director, producer and director, is going to be there will be a film crew in London for the weekend, filming aspects of the celebration and the brunch for inclusion in the Apatow documentary. So
Really?
show up,
Okay.
and maybe you'll get discovered.
You might be in this documentary about the original, about the stage production of Godspell.
Probably
That's
not me,
unreal.
but somebody else might be.
Somebody else might be.
Yeah.
So just let's just kind of talk about the film festival as a whole. It seems like Victor Garber is going to be really a main piece of that. So if you go to any of these events, could we see him? And if we buy
Yeah.
tickets to some of these things, he'll be there. We could rub
So
elbows
again,
with him, as you said.
yeah. So on Friday, October 25th, Legally Blonde, he's going to be there at the production, and there's going to be able to sort of meet him there. On Saturday, October 26th, there's a reception, a party and reception for the screening of the Titanic. He's going to be there. There'll be a Q&A with him afterwards, and there'll be a party where you can sort of, have a drink with him then. And then on the 27th, which is the final day of the festival, there's a brunch at noon at Delta London Armouries, and the screening at 2 o'clock of Godspell at Wolf Performance Hall.
Okay. And of course, there's other films that are being screened by more
Right. So,
local producers and directors too.
yeah. So that's so the danger is that we focus a lot on Victor, understandably.
Sure. Yeah.
But festival starts on the preceding week, so on the Saturday night, October 19th. which is a Saturday. It's going to kick off with a music video night, showing music videos, a bit of a concert, some live music. It's going to be a very fun night, have a party feel to it. And then all through the week until a Sunday, they're going to be screening more than 90 films. And many of those films have a London region, Southwestern Ontario connection. They're made here, or there were people from this area who starred or produced it or directed it or had a major role in its production. And there are some other things happening as well. They have a Best of the Fest event, which is they take the top 20 films from film festivals around the world, screen them, and 10 of those 20 were shown at TIFF. So you don't have to go to Toronto to see TIFF.
Yeah.
We have a small fortune. You can see TIFF quality movies right here in London.
Amazing.
And tickets are available, and they're right down the street, and they're cheap. And they have an industry conference for people working professionals in the industry called the Ontario Screen Creators Conference on how best to make, on how to better their filmmaking production. And they have things like they're going to have they have an Indigenous screenings, they have an Indigenous event to honor Indigenous filmmaking, which is very important, and some brilliant work is being done in that area. They have an experimental film festival. They have a South Asian Day, where they're going to screen movies from the South Asian community here, film goers in that community. And they're going to have a youth film festival. One day is going to be devoted to the Forest City Film Festival works through the year with school boards in the city and region to get young men and women making films in schools.
And they
send them in, and they adjudicate them, and they screen a selection of those movies in a youth film festival. That's a great event, and I've been to it because you have all these high school kids there that are packing Wolf Performance Hall, like 300 kids and young men and women and their families. And they're just, the energy is palpable. It's like, they're just so excited, and they're so happy, and they're so proud. And the work itself is really interesting. It's cutting edge, and it's fun, and it's different. It's not like a traditional movie. You know, these guys are making films on their phones. But they're very innovative, and it's very creative, and it's very cool. So there's a lot going on. The Forest City Film Festival week from October 19th to October 27th, mostly at Wolf Performance Hall, but also at Imagine Cinemas and Summit Museum London. Okay. It is a premier cultural event in the city that not enough people know about or talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I think you might get a few more people out this year for sure. And hopefully to stick around, of course. Yeah. If you want to know more about the Forest City Film Festival or any more about what Victor Garber is doing or has been doing when he's in town, when he gets here, you can check out Norm's stories at lfpress.com. Thank you so much, Norm.
And go to fcff.ca, which is a former City Film Festival website. All the ticket and the screening information is there too. And I encourage people to go out because this is a major cultural event in the city that is growing, and it's getting big, and we should support it.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.